What sin comes to mind that you need to repent from? Hey there, I'm Andrew Stevens, and you're listening to Unwalked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Our devotion today is called Don't Give Up, Get Up, and it's a look at multiple people throughout God's Word, throughout the Bible, that repented. This one was written by Rebecca Moore. Crash. You failed. Again. You're sad and mad at the same time, not to mention humiliated. We've all experienced failure, making a low grade on an assignment, forgetting to complete a promised task, giving in to temptation to sin. Usually we can handle the minor failures. Though embarrassed, we'll carry on. But what about when we have a sinful failure? The painful knowledge of our actions seems to be more than we can bear. Our humiliation is crushing. Conviction of our sin against God is stabbing. What can we do in times of failure? Let's look at a few people in the Bible who failed. Jonah disobeyed God's instructions to go to Nineveh, so God sent a huge fish to swallow Jonah. What did Jonah do when he found himself trapped in the slimy belly of a fish? He repented. He gave thanks to God and he went straight to Nineveh as soon as he was expelled from the fish. Then Jonah sinned again and God called him to repent again, but that's another story. David sinned deliberately and grievously. What did David do when the prophet Nathan delivered a convicting parable and exposed David's sin? David repented. He gave praise to God and rose from his sorrow to tell others of God's mercy. Peter denied that he even knew Jesus. What did Peter do when the eyes of Jesus zeroed in on him at the crowing of the rooster? Peter wept tears of repentance. After Jesus died and rose from the dead, he reinstated Peter, and then Peter boldly spoke of his love for his Savior. Even when these people failed completely, God didn't give up on them. And because of his love, they didn't give up. They got up. God raised him up from the despair and humiliation of failure. Because Jesus took all our sins upon himself when he died on the cross and rose again, we can be forgiven. If we put our trust in Jesus, we don't have to wallow in sadness or anger at ourselves. We can look to God, receive his forgiveness, and return to the path of righteousness. Don't give up. Repent, rise, and joyfully return to serving God and others. So let's talk about this. What are some questions going through your mind right now? When we realize we've sinned, Jesus invites us to repent, which means turning toward God and away from our sin, which is anything we do or think that goes against God. He's eager to forgive and reassure us of his love. Is there any sin you'd like to repent from? As you and I can read in Psalm 32, verse 5, I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm chapter 40, verses 2 through 3, as well as Proverbs 24, 16, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's listener-supported. Just $5 a month goes a long way to help us keep Unlocked going strong into the future. And if you'd like to donate and join the team supporting Unlocked, you can do so by checking out the Giving tab in the Unlocked app or unlocked.org. Now be sure to check back tomorrow because Emily is going to look at a devotion called You Are Gifted. But until then, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.